Good morning, children of God. Fall is showing its beautiful colors, and we are going to read another exciting portion of Scripture as we look at Genesis 2, verses 15 through the first part of 20. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die." The Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. He brought them to man to see what he would name them. And whatever man called each living creature, that was his name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and the beasts of the field. So now man is placed in the beautiful Garden of Eden as its caregiver. Can you imagine all the good food there for him to eat? But he was told not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, or he would die. And God also said he would make a helper for him, a wife. But before God gave him his wife, he had him name the beast of the field. God formed them from the ground like he did man. He also formed birds of the air and livestock. And man got to name them as God brought them to him. What would he name them? God wondered. What a fun job! He gave names to livestock, birds, and beasts of the field. As I say the name of an animal, imagine what it looks like. Horse, cow, chicken, pig, cat, dog, eagle, duck. Aren't their names perfect? And don't they look just like their name? Well, more action tomorrow. Dear Jesus, thank you for your word. And thank you for the animals. We will learn more tomorrow. Bye for now.